It's a product you can find named in the Bible and in ancient texts. However, it's something that is familiar, yet unknown to most of us. This small town hopes to make you more knowledgeable about it. We go there on this edition of the American Countryside.
Hey, Keith, long day tomorrow. Can you fill up the tractor?
Copy that.
I need 20 in diesel.
Okay, look, we know you wouldn't go to the local Gas and Go and put $20 of fuel in your tractor. That wouldn't even get the job done. So why would you risk leaving your crop short of the fuel it needs to get the job done this season? Add agro-liquid nutrients to your side dress and foliar pests to efficiently and economically get your crop the fuel it needs. Visit agroliquid.com/foliar to learn more.
Join Farm Journal agronomists this summer for the Farm Journal Yield Tour. Led by industry experts Ken Ferry and Missy Bauer, topics include assessing technology for maximum return and mastering variable rate and multi-hybrid planting. There will also be a live AgriTalk taping with host Chip Flory. Visit agweb.com/Farm Journal Yield Tour to find a stop near you. Sponsored by Valent, Trimble, and AgriGold.
There's a museum devoted to just about everything under the sun. In Roslyn, South Dakota, the main attraction is vinegar.
Well, vinegar is made from everything. In some countries, it's wheat, corn, potatoes, even wood. But vinegar is pretty much made along the same process as wine, but just a few things are left out. There's no alcohol, of course.
Richard Snazza shares the story from the International Vinegar Museum. Many of us are familiar with balsamic vinegar that you might use as a salad dressing. True balsamic vinegar is a very expensive product.
Thousands of dollars a gallon. What we handle here is about $14 a bottle. Most of us use it over salads. You could even use it for marinating if you wanted to, but it's more a salad type vinegar.
You'll find plenty of examples of vinegar on the walls of this museum.
I think we have about 140 vinegar bottles from different countries. Some we've tasted, many we haven't. They're on display just to show people that vinegar, it's been around and is being used throughout the world.
Vinegar has been with us forever, it seems.
It's been in the Bible. Yeah, I think if you went into the Bible, you'd see some dates. And we have dates here that go back, well, the beginning of time almost.
There are a lot of fun things taking place in this very small town. And our story concludes next time as we travel the countryside. In Roslyn, South Dakota, I'm Andrew McRae.